All right, 24 minutes past six. Let's see what Jeff's got for us. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, SJ. Yeah, the coolest day on the cards today. The wind's sort of coming out of the west-southwest. Temperatures in the low 20s. Blouberg at the moment, it's about 20 kilometres an hour on the ground west-northwest. And then at Lion's Head, up on Lion's Head at the moment, it's about 16 kilometres an hour southwest. But in the water sports area, we've touched on diving possibilities and locations around Cape Town. But as more Cape Townians look to get away from the city for short breaks, I thought I'd highlight an area about 4 hours up the Southern Cape coast, a little over 4 hours, and a company called GoDive. They operate out of Mossel Bay. Emily Eaton is with GoDive, and she gave me some more details.
Yeah, so we've been lucky enough and safe enough to continue during the COVID protocols. We've still managed to keep diving. We're still able to launch our boat. So we're still able to go and see all the pretty endemic species that we have in the bay. We've had quite a lot of dolphins come through lately. We've got all the cat sharks, shy sharks, pajama sharks. It's really, really good. The water temperature's been really, really warm lately. And yeah, it's just the visibility is getting better, and yeah, we're hoping that we're going to see some really cool stuff soon.
Is there a combination of boat diving options, and do you do shore diving options as well in Mossel Bay?
Yeah, so we've actually got a few sites that we do as a shore entry. They're mostly our training sites, so they're sort of like the shallower sides. That's where we take our open water students, our tri-scuba divers, and then we've got some boat dives as well. We've got at least like four or five different sites around the bay of different style reefs. We've got one that's got a complete reef wall, and then we've also got some deeper sites as well that we like to go to, and those where we see like all the ragged tooth sharks that are here at the moment. They've come down from Durban, so it's really, really amazing to see those.
Emily, lastly, we know that a lot of access to waterways is on hold because of COVID. Are you guys legally able to operate at the moment?
Yeah, so we've actually were one of the first operators in South Africa during the first outing of the pandemic to get fully up and running with all our permits correct, and we were the only people in the bay diving at the time. So we've managed to get everything correct, we've got everything in place, and yeah, we're still operating fully.
That's Emily Eaton from GoDive in Mossel Bay. You can find their details on godive.co.za, or just look them up on Facebook and Insta on GoDive Mossel Bay. The hike today, Peninsula Ramblers, it's a hike that includes the mountain and the ocean, about a 5 to 8 kilometer hike, moderate fitness required. And that is going to be happening, meeting at Kloof Neck Parking at 7:30. And the hike is from Pipe Clap down to Camps Bay Beach and then back via the base of Lion's Head. If you're on the other end of the peninsula, False Bay hikers are doing a hike. False Bay hikes, less traffic, some beautiful coastal views, and they will be hiking Musenberg Peak today, meeting at 10 o'clock, and then Boys Drive, Musenberg hiking, the duration about 3 hours, about 6 kilometres. A steep climb most of the way, but it's going to be incredible views, and there are limited spots available on that hike. You can contact 084-267-5833. That's 084-267-5833. And if you're a mountain biker, just a quick word that mountain bikers, the SRAM Western Province Downhill Series event was scheduled today for Pole Monument area. That has been cancelled. And lastly, some great news. Two Oceans Aquarium Foundation and the NSRI once again working together. And on Thursday, just 2 days ago, 19 loggerheads post-hatchings, and one sub-green adult turtle, hawksbill, and two big loggerheads, Annie, a 65-kilogram loggerhead, as well as Louis, 101-kilogram loggerhead male, were all successfully released 28 nautical miles off Cape Point in some nice warm water. So great to see them back in the ocean again. Great work from the Two Oceans Aquarium Foundation. That's it from me. I'll chat again tomorrow.